had an opportunity last night to question the Minister in the Dáil Chamber in regards to this. So I got her on the Dáil record that there was a meeting yesterday between senior management in the hospital and the senior consultants. An agreement has been in place that a new roof will be put on the theatre block over the summer, which should relieve the issue of the serious leaks that were happening, which were, I suppose, bringing us to a situation where there was a danger that there could be infection, etc., and the staff there had to cancel operations. So that will be resolved in that respect. But I made the point very clearly to her that, you know, the overall situation is dire, that the surgical block and the orthopaedic unit for theatre is not at all suitable, is not fit for purpose, doesn't work, and needs to be replaced, and there needs to be a new block built. She conceded that and said that there was work been done in respect of that, and that they were planning to roll out a plan for to build a new theatre block for orthopaedics in Sligo in the coming years, and that would be happening as quickly as possible. I made the point to her that it has been talked about for 30 years, and that we don't want this to be another situation, as is in so many cases around the country, and indeed in Sligo, where it drags on and drags on and drags on. There is a matter of urgency around this. You know, we can't have a situation where up to now we have orthopaedic operations happening in Sligo is weather dependent. I mean, that's ridiculous. And we can't have a situation where, you know, we have staff there who want to do their job, who want to do their work, and can't do it because the facilities are not up to the standard. That needs to be brought into being as quickly as possible. And I have it on the record of the Dáil now last night from the Minister that there is progress being made, that it is moving forward. So, you know, we look forward to, I suppose, the fruition of those plans, and that it can happen quickly. I know that the senior consultants have written to all the TDs and all the politicians in the area recently in respect of this, and, you know, exercise their deep frustration and annoyance at the situation. So hopefully we will make progress and this will move forward. But it's now on the record of the Dáil that the roof situation will be resolved this summer, and that the overall situation will be hopefully a plan in place for to put a new theatre block in place in the short term. That's what we need to see happen.
And indeed, for patients and staff, they'd be very much hoping that the repair job, we can call it that, or the new roof that goes on the orthopaedic unit, that will ease some of the concerns there, and will be able to leave it a fully functional unit until the new theatre block is finally constructed.
Yes, indeed, and the issues with the present unit that's there is that it's too small, and simply won't work. I also said to the Minister that there were options to move, for instance, orthopaedic injections, day cases, stuff like that, could be moved to Our Lady's Hospital in Manor Hamilton. They could open a clinic there, which would deal with some of this, which would take the pressure off. You know, there are other options that need to be thought of outside the box. And I know that the senior consultants, you know, who have their feet on the ground, have ideas and have you know, options in place that could be carried out that would resolve some of those issues and, you know, ensure that there is an adequate and timely process in place for elderly people particularly who need orthopaedic attention, that they will be able to get that in the region, if not in Sligo University Hospital.